Good afternoon, Rob. First of all, start off on the team news, Tom Lock here in particular.
We're still going to give him as much time as possible. His back's still sore. Wasn't out on the grass today. But we're going to give him as much time as we can. He's obviously an important player for us, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow. There's still quite a few hours till tomorrow night. It's a later kickoff tomorrow night as well, so we'll give him time.
And as for everyone else,
Ted and Mengi's obviously a slight doubt as well. Came off in the game on Saturday, so he's a little bit more positive. We're hopeful on him.
I think you're receiving a lot of plaudits for the togetherness and the work rate and the team spirit. Defensive organisation as well. Is the next part of the jigsaw, and probably the hardest part of the jigsaw, becoming more of a goal threat, creating more chances? That was the part that was missing at Brentford, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been doing all right at that. I think we dipped below our levels in certain areas of the game on Saturday. We're human beings, and I think in the just over the year that we've been here, the players have been incredibly consistent. They've been amazing for us and for this football club. But I think in certain areas on Saturday we were just we made too many errors, probably a little bit too we weren't quite aggressive enough as we normally are, and at this level you get punished. So we're always looking to try and get better in every aspect of the game. It wasn't just an in possession thing that was lacking on Saturday. There was other things as well. So we've had some good meetings and some good training since then, and we'll look to try and rectify that tomorrow.
Looking to tomorrow night, I know you don't like the little illusion thing and find it very patronising, but for the fans, these are the sort of games that must have felt like they were a million miles away a decade ago.
Yeah, I understand that. I think this week, these next couple of games for us are really exciting for everyone. You're right, and you know very well the journey of this football club, and a few years ago, having a week of playing against Arsenal and Manchester City in the same week would have felt like a million miles away and not possible. So to be here is amazing. There's a lot of people that deserve a lot of credit for that. So we're determined to enjoy it. But of course, our job is to try and be competitive in these games as well, which I really believe we will be.
Does your mindset, your approach to the game change at all? I mean, free hit is a word you might hear used a lot over the next week, but do you approach these two games as a free hit? Because these are the games you aren't supposed to get points from.
They're not. But there are opportunities for us to try and do that. We weren't expected against Liverpool, and we nearly won that game. And I know it was close, but we got something from it. We weren't supposed to. So we'll approach the games in the same way we do with every game, and try and find a way to win. That's what we'll try and do. With all due respect, we know it's going to be very, very difficult. Amazing football teams, huge football clubs that we're coming up against, the best managers, the best players, some of them in the world. So it's really exciting. It's a great challenge for us. So we know the expectation is on the opposition, but now our focus is, let's get something from the game.
Just one final one from me, and it's more sort of a wider question on a general issue. I don't know if you watched Manchester City versus Spurs yesterday afternoon, but incredibly entertaining game, end-to-end thrilling match. And it seems all anybody wants to talk about afterwards is one referee mistake. It's a bit sad that's what we're talking about these days. Do you think we should be maybe more talking about just how entertaining games are?
Yeah, I mean, the games have been incredible. I didn't see, I caught the very end of it. I know the situation you're talking about. It does seem like the referees are in the limelight a lot this year. And, they're human beings as well, and there's going to be mistakes that are made. It's difficult because it was, when you look at it back, you think it could have been quite a big mistake, that. But I'd much rather be talking about the football rather than decisions. I think most of us would be as well. Cheers, Dave.
Hi, Rob. Good afternoon. Overall, you've been resilient since the beginning of the season. But if you look at the last four games, except Brentford, you can really see that improvement against Man United, against Palace, against Liverpool. Something really encourages you?
Yeah, it does. Like I said, we dipped a little bit on the weekend, but in general, in the time that we've been here, we've improved, we've aimed to get better, and that's certainly given us some encouragement. We've been competitive in a lot of the games, we have. And this league is really, really challenging, really tough. And every team have got firepower, some real quality. Every team's well coached, every team is difficult to play against and cause you different problems. And And in the main, we stood up to it really, really well. And I think maybe surprised one or two, and there's been a couple of games that we found tough. That was always going to be the case. So, you know, we learnt from the weekend, and hopefully we can show a good side of ourselves again tomorrow. That's what we're looking forward to. So it is encouraging overall.
The results that Everton Burnley achieved this season, how do you think it will impact the relegation battle?
Look, again, we can only concentrate on ourselves, and we know it's going to be, we know the battle that we're going to be in. You know, and we said that from day one, and there's probably going to be a lot of twists and turns, but we can only concentrate on ourselves. If we don't pick up enough points, it doesn't matter what everyone else does, and every other manager will tell you the same thing as well. We're all in our different fights, our different areas of the league, and you know, our job is to try and pick up as many points as we can, and there's another opportunity tomorrow night, so I can't focus on the other teams. Good results for them, well done, but you know, on Saturday we didn't do our job, so it doesn't really matter.
It's the first time for Luton in the Premier League to experience the tight schedule of December. The games are coming thick and fast. How do you think the squad is going to cope with it?
Well, yeah, it'll be a challenge, and I think we will have to try and, you know, use the squad as well. The last time we played three Premier League games in quick succession, it did take its toll a little bit on the group. So, you know, I'll learn a little bit from that as well. I think we're a little bit more ready for it now, more used to the physical demands of the league and of the level. But it is going to be a challenging period. We're playing against the best teams and having quite little break as well, recovery. So it's going to be tough, but a challenge we look forward to and we have to accept.
When you look at this current Arsenal side, what impressed you the most, or do you think, compared to last season, do you think they're stronger than last season?
They've brought in another top player. They're very, very strong in all aspects. You know, they can control a game. They give very little chances away. Set pieces, they're strong. They're quick. They're big. And technically good. All the best. And very well coached. Yeah. It's a hard game. But we all know that. But like every team, they're going to give some spaces away. They're going to give something away. They have to. Every team does. And we'll look to try and exploit in the areas that we can. We have a clear plan, and you know, we'll try and carry it out as best as possible.
You're looking at yourselves, what's the key for tomorrow, so you can repeat the performance and the result that you achieved against Liverpool, for example?
Look, of course we're gonna have to be very good without the ball, because we're not gonna have the ball loads, so we're gonna have to be very, very disciplined and organised. But we need to be more aggressive than we were on the weekend. And we need to retain a real threat when we do win the ball back. And I think in the recent games against Palace, Liverpool, at home, we've done that well when we won the ball back. We've had a threat, we've had a purpose in our play. So that's something that we've got to be really, really good at.
Thank you.
Hi Rob. Obviously, you're probably a bit disappointed with the manner you conceded some of your goals on the weekend. So how sort of aware are you and the boys of the repercussions Arsenal will dish out if you give them those early Christmas presents?
Yeah, it'll be, well, we know, we're well aware. And you look at the goals back, and there was a lot of ricochets and kind bounces that felt like we talked about after the game. But of course, we've got to be better. You know, we've got to try and stop the ball coming into those dangerous areas first and foremost. Mark, track, block, get in the way, stand up, all of those things. But yeah, these are a team that are going to ask so many questions, you know, even more questions than what we got asked on Saturday, so we know we're going to have to be better in defending the box.
Yeah, obviously Mick Arteta, bit of a renaissance in his Arsenal career, considering where he was 2 or 3 years ago. How high did you rate him as a manager? What sort of things does he bring to the table?
He's an incredible manager, isn't he? I think he's, and it's good that the football club have, you know, they've seen something they've seen him that they want to grow with him, they want to build the whole football club with him there. And yeah, all right, they had one or two tough moments in the past, but there's been clear improvement, you know, consistently there. And he's built, you know, they, along with him, have built an incredibly strong team now that looks like they're going to challenge for the big trophies. And it's just approaching 4 years, I think, there at the club now. That's... Yeah, I know everyone wants everything so quickly in football. I think that's a quick turnaround into, you know, with the job that he's had to do. So really impressive with what he's done, and yeah, again, it'd be another privilege to go against a top coach like him.
You've only had 2 days to sort of recover from the Brentford game and get ready to play against the league leaders. So how unique has the situation been?
Well, we're used to the tight turnarounds. I mean, from the EFL, that's something that we are used to. So, you know, we were in yesterday to recover, review the game, you know, almost put it to bed, learn from it, and then we can really concentrate today on Arsenal. And it is a tight turnaround, but we've all got to do it. So that's fine. We're used to that.
You're playing at home, and you played really well at home this season against some of the big sides as well. What are the advantages on the pitch?
It is different, you know. It is a little bit tighter. It's quite intimidating, and we're certainly going to need our fans to be at their best, and you know, hopefully we can give them something to cheer about as well. So, yeah, it is unique. The ground gives something different. I think it is a little bit of a leveler. You know, we've had a lot of tight games there so far this season. Hopefully, this can be another one. But again, that we're coming up against one of the best teams in the world, really, at the moment, aren't they? So. Just because we're at home doesn't mean it's going to be a walk in the park. We've got to make sure we're right at it.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Rob, Tom Lock here. He got kneed in the back of the knee in virtually the first minute. What then happened? Because he sort of got through that, and then right at the end of the half, kind of sat down, and did he just give up?
Yeah, he was still feeling it. If you watch the game, he's got another couple of whacks on it as well later on, and right towards the end, he had to backpedal quite quickly, and really felt it defending the box. It's right in that sore area, right at the bottom of the back. We've all had it, I think, at some stage where it's very, very tender.
Yeah, injections or anything like that, would ease it?
Well, everything's on the table at the moment. Yeah. Lox is obviously someone who's willing to go for a lot of pain as well. But at the same time, we need to have everyone right at it tomorrow, and we don't want to be carrying anyone, and also we don't want to be risking anyone going into a really busy period. So we've got to make a really sensible decision.
Mengi looked like a... possibly a bad one, but you're saying that's not too bad either.
Could
he be in contention?
He is in contention. He's out there on the grass today, which is a real positive for us. So, hopefully there'll be no reaction.
What about some of those other ones that might be close? Doughty, Mukamba, Lokonga?
Yeah, well, Sammy's not eligible, obviously, against his parent club. But he's fit and available now, so hopefully we can get him involved on Sunday. Alfie's been progressing really well, so we're hoping to have him as part of the group as well. And Marv, it's probably just a little bit too soon for Marv at the moment, although he's, again, another one who's doing well. Hope to have him available for the weekend.
So ahead of like the Christmas and New Year, really busy period, you could have quite a healthy squad looking like.
Fingers crossed, yeah. We're going the right way about it now. The medical guys obviously had a busy period, like a lot of clubs at the moment, but we're hopefully coming out of the worst of it and could be in a really strong place coming into... This congested period.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes,
hiya. Just on the home atmosphere, obviously, you know, that you've generated this season, the fans have been amazing. Do you think it's, you know, you hope that teams like, not just Arsenal, but, you know, the big clubs are, you know, scared coming to Kenilworth Road and that can really play to your advantage?
I think scared would be the wrong word, and I definitely don't want to be quoted on that one because... and I make them angry as well. I think it's just different. It's just different for them. It is. It's obviously very, very old school, and you know, the level of these players now and where they've been playing consistently for a long time. We're just used to these huge stadiums now. That Kenilworth Road is just not that. So in terms of noise, you know, yeah, they'll probably be louder because you can't, you know, 10,000, 12,000 can't create the noise of 50, 60, 70, 80, but. It's just intense and it's on top of you, so it is different, it's quite unique.
I know you didn't play Arsenal last season, obviously, I don't know how much you got to watch them. I'm sure you're very busy in the Championship, but I mean, if you have watched them last season, do you think they're like a different challenge this season? Have they got better? I mean, what kind of challenge do they pose now compared to last season?
I think you look at it, I think they're outstanding. I know there's been one or two changes, goalkeeper and Declan Rice coming in and other little bits, and people talk about technical, tactical little tweaks, but if you actually look at them, they're conceding so little chances, you know, at the moment. They're very, very, very well organised. They can suffocate you. They've got such power as well as technique and speed. So I actually think they're a stronger outfit than last year. maybe, I mean, some will argue at the moment not quite as free-flowing as maybe they had been and not scoring as many. I know the conversations that were going on as well over the weekend, but I just think they've got such strength in every single aspect of the game now that makes it really difficult to try and break them down. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Yep, camera's off now, guys, for the written press release.